Hi, I'm Andy Bryant. I've been nominated to serve as a deacon, and I'd like to share a bit about my testimony. I was born into a family where my mom and my dad were both believers. My sister became a believer. She's a couple years older than me. And I walked down the aisle when I was about 8 years old, and I thought that's what I should do to make my family happy and make the church happy. And I knew all the Bible stories, and I knew what the gospel was, so I thought that that was just the thing you did. So I did that, and I professed faith in Jesus, and I was baptized. So I kept on attending church with my family and just tried to be good and do as many good things as I could, avoid doing, you know, things that were really bad that I saw everybody else getting in trouble for. And I thought that that was really the essence of following God. When I became a teenager, really when I got a car and gained some independence, I would say that's when I started being able to make my own choices. And that's when I started really making sinful, self-destructive choices. I started smoking pot. I started just listening to really graphic and profane music. When I'd be alone in the car and when I'd be with my friends, I started making friends with people that I thought could gain me popularity at school. And it kind of all culminated when I was 18, and I told my parents that I was an adult and that I wasn't going to go to church anymore. And I had a job and I had a car, and I figured that that was the time to kind of do the things that I wanted to do. So it was kind of a time where I really wanted to discover who I was and what life was about, all the while thinking that I was right with God, that I was safe with God, that if I died, that I would go to heaven. But I just kept living a really sinful life of binge drinking, smoking pot. Lust was in my heart, profanity coming out of my mouth. And I, all the while, really enjoyed cooking. That was something that I learned from my mom and my grandma, especially. I learned it a bit in school too, in high school, went to tech school, and wanted to go to culinary school. So after a couple of years at a tech school in St. Louis, where I grew up, I decided that I wanted to move to San Francisco to one of the premier culinary schools. And at that point, cooking became my life. My career became really all that I was about, my complete identity. So I moved to San Francisco and kept smoking weed. It probably encouraged there and was more easily accessible being in California, and kept drinking and really pursued my career. I was able to work in some of the best restaurants in the world there. And really, everything was going the way that I wanted it to, but things were becoming, especially drinking and smoking weed, were becoming less pleasurable. I was starting to just be disappointed afterwards in the feeling that it gave me and the pleasure it gave me. While I was there, my dad passed away from cancer, and I remember coming back to St. Louis for his visitation, and probably one of the first things that God used to really impact me to examine my life was hearing all the testimony from Christians and people that I didn't think were Christians, just saying how good he was, how different he was. And it really made me think in my heart that my dad had something that I didn't. So I went back to San Francisco, living my life. I met a friend there at a farmer's market, and just enjoyed hanging out with her. And she was a Christian. She told me that. And I told her I was a Christian because I still thought that, even though my life just really did not bear good fruit. And she forced me to look at the scriptures. She encouraged me, and she made that the best option for me. Just by showing me that she loved looking at the scriptures, she made me want to look at the scriptures. And as I did, I started seeing that my life was not matching up with what I read. She would give me scriptures, and we lived in very far away places from each other. So she would kind of send me assignments weekly and have me read this and give me some questions. And I would email her just my thoughts on it. And I remember reading Romans 7 and 8, and it talked about a person who is controlled by the Spirit and a person who is controlled by the flesh. And it was that moment where I realized that I was controlled by the flesh, that I did not have the Spirit, and that I was not saved. I mean, the Lord gave me life in that moment. I was at my apartment, just alone in my bed, and I remember just closing my eyes and just asking God to take control of my life. And I asked Him to forgive my sins. I knew the gospel prior to this, so it was kind of like I personally applied the gospel in that moment, knowing that I'm the one that Christ died for. So I wanted Him to be Lord, and my life changed in an instant. I remember taking all my weed and like my, you know, pipes and stuff and throwing it in the dumpster, taking DVDs, throwing it in the dumpster. I still did struggle being tempted to smoke weed, but the Lord gave me a solid church to get involved with in San Francisco, and I was baptized as a believer in that church. There was a church where older men would disciple younger men, and I grew a lot through hearing the word taught and preached and praying with brothers there. And it was an amazing time of just coming alive for the first time. I remember wanting to send out an email to all my family members, assuming that they all were Christians, but soon realizing that some of them just weren't excited for me. So I kind of realized there's a lot of work to be done as far as evangelism goes, even in my own family. Just wanting to share the gospel with everybody. And, you know, and working in restaurants, it's a very lost place to work. So I became hated pretty quickly. I actually had one of my coworkers tell me that they hate me for just sharing the gospel, you know, apparently too much. So I then moved back to St. Louis, lived with my mom. I remember that was a very sweet relationship. You know, I experienced love towards my mom, really what felt like for the first time, you know, knowing the love of Christ and then being able to love somebody, even though it was my mom. I just remember that being a really sweet time. That's about the time where Sarah and I got reconnected. We grew up in the same church, but the Lord brought us together in friendship and then eventually courtship and marriage. We lived in Missouri in a town for a couple years, and then we wanted to pursue more education for myself, and we came to Louisville for Boyce. So I completed a bachelor's degree in business at Boyce after about 6 years or so, and that was just a great time of really growing in my knowledge of the Lord and understanding how to interpret Scripture really for the first time, you know, how to understand the context and get the meaning out that the author put in there. A very exciting time for me, and studying theology as well as business. Some of the things that I really have been able to praise God for growth in over the last 5 years in particular is just greater tenderness towards Sarah and towards my kids, and even towards other brothers and sisters and Emmanuel and other people in my life. Just really a general tenderness in my heart, where I would say that I used to be harsh and more proud at the places that God had given me growth. I've seen God just reminding me that He's the one that gives that growth. So there's just nothing to be proud about, nothing to hold over people. So when people aren't doing the things that I'd like them to, it's just an opportunity to be tender like the Lord was to me when I was lost and even when I stray. Another thing that I've seen growth is seeing how the gospel affects people and wanting the gospel to be the thing that I'm speaking, the thing that I'm using that motivates my service and that I can show them through service so that they actually are transformed. One verse that really has shape this is 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says, "And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another." So I just thankful that the Lord has helped me in my life to see Jesus in greater capacities and then be changed, and just wanting that to be the thing that I rely on to see transformation in others around me. There are several things that I really love about Emmanuel and love about the body. One is I think this is a church that I see most in my life that I've seen most truly devoted to Christ and to His Word. I love the genuine, especially, you know, in the service, I love looking around and just seeing people praising Jesus through song. And even as we listen to the sermon and just knowing, you know, several situations in people's lives, not all, but just seeing people treasure Christ in those moments, it deepens my treasuring of Christ. So that's one thing that I love about Emmanuel that encourages me. And I also think that Emmanuel is a people that really is devoted to helping those that are hurting and those who are needy. We have seen this in our life, especially when we lost our daughter Aaliyah. Just had so many encouragements, you know, flowers sent, meals sent, calls, pastors coming, just so much encouragement. You know, that the Sunday after it happened, just being prayed for by the body, these things just meant so much to us to bring us to Christ. I mean, just like the man who couldn't walk, so his friends lowered him into the room to be with Christ. I feel like that's what Emmanuel's desire is, to just bring those hurting to Christ. We love this body, and we have been deeply served by it. And as a result, yeah, I'm excited to serve the body in this capacity, if it's the Lord's will. And I think that there's several ways that the Lord has helped me and prepared me for this. One is just to give me greater compassion for those who are hurting. As we have been, again, served so well by Emmanuel, I just have a strong desire to help those who are hurting and those who are needy. And also, I love serving Emmanuel. My wife and I do, opening our home, cooking and taking food through Mercy Meals, cooking for various meals here. I really enjoy that. That's been something that I praise God that even though I was totally lost, even cooking was my idol at one point, He's transformed me to now use that for His glory. So that's something that I truly enjoy, and just one thing that I love serving the body with. So Lord willing, I'm really excited to serve here as a deacon, and yeah, can't wait.